Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. I'm Pastor Sam Carr. Welcome to the podcast today, and I've got Pastor John Welch with me today. John, good to have you.
Pastor Sam, as always, it is a pleasure.
Amen. Hey, we've kind of come full circle here. You're back in town.
Back.
So we can be able to do more of these together.
Oh, this is one of the highlights of
John has come back to Word of Life as a lead pastor, and we're excited about what God's doing with the church and campus we now have in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Oh, I'm so excited, Pastor
Sam.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
It's awesome.
Awesome what God's doing. And we need to do some podcast on some of that one day.
We will.
Not today.
It'll be a good subject.
We definitely need to do that.
Sure.
John, I'm going to talk a little bit today and with you and get a little feedback from you. And I think probably we do more than one podcast about this. But I run across this all the time with pastors especially, but leaders in general who get over into a place of fear in their lives and in their ministry, and it literally paralyzes them from going forward because they're afraid of what might happen if they make a mistake.
Sure, yeah.
And Paul wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1, he said, "I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and of a sound mind." So Paul's talking to a minister here.
Yes.
He's talking to a leader.
Yeah, absolutely.
And basically, from what we can gather here, that Timothy got into fear.
Yeah.
Now, I don't, you know, it depends on who you listen to or who you study, but they say that Timothy may have been pastoring 100,000 people.
Yes, yeah, some theologians do say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and
sure.
I'm thinking,
wow.
That's enough right there to shake you up pretty good.
Makes me nervous just thinking about
exactly.
It.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing that I see here is that Timothy was facing a lot of challenges with people, which is normal in ministry, any kind of leadership, you have to deal with people. And
yeah.
And there were challenges to his leadership and who he was and whether he could handle it and his age. And so he was getting pounded pretty good.
Yeah.
But there are two things here. Number one, Paul said, Timothy, God didn't give you a spirit of fear.
Yeah.
You cannot do this in fear.
That's right.
Now, I want you to listen to me today. Wherever you are in your ministry, you cannot respond or make any action in fear, because if you do, it will be your downfall.
That's right.
The very thing that you think, well, I'm afraid if I do this, this will happen, so you don't do it, is going to be worse than what you would do even if you failed.
Absolutely.
At what you did.
Yeah, yeah.
So the thing that I see here that we need to understand as leaders is that the enemy will try to sow seeds of fear constantly in your life.
Absolutely.
And as a leader, there's a reason for it. And there's a reason it comes to you and not to this the average person on the street or the average Christian.
Yeah.
And that's because of what Paul said in verse 6. He said this, listen, stir up the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
Yeah.
That gift in you, whatever it may be, wherever you are in leadership, whatever you're doing right now, puts you in a different place spiritually.
Yeah.
And because of that, you have to understand and know that the enemy is going to try to spark fear in your life over your decisions, over your actions, over your lack of action, whatever it may be, and rob you of operating in your gift.
Absolutely, yeah. Pastor, when I've read that, and as I heard you read it just a moment ago, in my mind, I could hear a sense of urgency in Paul's voice.
Yeah, that's good.
I could hear just a sense of urgency, like, Timothy, you get on this right now.
Yeah, that's
good. And I think one of the reasons that he was so urgent about it is that as a leader, this is true in anybody's life, but especially as a leader, if we allow fear to reside, let me just say this, it's not wrong to fear, But what happens is it is bad if we allow fear to stay there. That's the reason Timothy was urgent. Yep. And I mean, excuse me, Paul was urgent to Timothy.
That's very good.
Another thing that happens is that eventually if we allow it to stay there, it will turn into worry.
Exactly.
And then we'll begin to filter our choices and decisions and leading through that filter.
As you said,
it spirals downward.
I think that's the main thing, what you just said, is we begin to filter all of our other decisions based on a fear.
That's right. Yeah.
And when you start doing that, you're going to put yourself in a position to eventually be paralyzed from making decisions.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
You're not going to be able to function and to move forward with what God wants you to do in your life because fear has overwhelmed you. Now, in a practical sense, I see this because I've seen people, for example, go to a conference.
Yeah.
And man, they are motivated, they're fired up, and they're excited, and they're making decisions based on that, which is not a bad thing. But then all of a sudden, when it's challenged, fear rises up, and they say, maybe I shouldn't have done this.
Yep.
And you start worrying, you start questioning, and when you do, you are in a dangerous place.
That's right. That's right.
You've got to recognize that. And you've got to recognize and learn to recognize when you are being motivated by fear.
That's right. That's a good point right there. Because sometimes it can becomes so common.
Yes.
It becomes normal.
Right.
And you have to be able to recognize that very quickly. And the good thing too, Pastor, is if you have people in your life that they know, if you have a tendency to do that, people in your life that will call you on it in a gracious way and say, hey man, no, you're going down the wrong path.
Right.
Going down the wrong path.
Yeah. I have seen men of God who have done some amazing things in their ministries who got caught up in fear and literally paralyze them from moving forward with God. And listen, I don't want to, I guess this is the best way to be as blunt as I can. You're not going to ever stay stagnant.
That's true.
You're either going to move forward or you're going to go backward.
Good
you
word.
Are not going to stay stagnant.
Good
you
word.
Can't keep, as a Christian, as a leader, you cannot keep the status quo.
Absolutely.
It's just not the way the dynamics of the gospel work.
Absolutely.
You know, they just don't work that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you're not careful, what will happen is that spirit of fear, which is what Paul called it, and I believe it is a spirit of fear. I believe that you can have concerns, you can have questions, and then all of a sudden it rises to a different level beyond just you. And it's a spirit.
That's right.
And it's a spirit of fear that will try to grip you to keep you from making that next decision for your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
One of my mentors, Dr. Lester Sumrall, I guess I learned from him to reject that and to fight that because he just made up his mind. He was not going to be afraid of decisions that he made.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a natural sense, he probably made lots of decisions that were not good decisions, but he did not allow them to determine his future. He said, no. I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to go forward, and if I make a mistake, I make a mistake, but I'm going to go forward, and God's going to help me, and I'm going to overcome that, and we're going to keep going down the same path.
Right, and that caused him, I think, I'll tell you a quick story, if you don't mind. I was in a room with him years ago, and I was at a church, and he was speaking, of course, and it was actually a minister's conference. And there were a group of ministers in this room, and he was he's from Louisiana. He was
That's
born
right,
in
New Orleans. Yeah.
And so whenever he would come to this church, he always wanted gumbo. And so I was just in the room to serve. I was very young in the ministry, and I was just in there to serve him and was just privileged to be in the room with him. And so he's got, you know, ministers on either side of him seated, and everybody just kind of talking and eating. And he's just sitting there eating by himself. Not by himself, but he was quiet, and nobody was really saying much to him. And I'm thinking, if I were sitting next to Lester Sumrall, I would graciously ask him a question or two, because I would want to draw from that well. And finally, a minister over to his left, about two ministers down, pastors down, said, "Brother Sumrall, you've done a lot of great things, and what would you say would be the main driver that would contribute to everything that you succeeded?" Now, again, he's eating the soup.
Right.
I'll never forget this. in between bites. So as he's going down, scooping up the next bit of gumbo, he didn't even look at the guy.
Yeah.
He just kind of raised his head a little bit, and he said, "I didn't quit."
Yes.
And he just kept.
Yeah.
But I think what you're talking about there, mm-hmm. Brother Summerall, that willingness or that drive not let fear him. Enabled him not to quit.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I've got those words framed.
Exactly.
And I haven't got them out of the box yet to put them in my office, but I always keep them in my
office.
Well,
look,
didn't quit.
I think that that's a major part of fighting that spirit of fear, mm-hmm. because fear literally wants to paralyze you and keep you from moving forward. And if you will make up your mind, I'm not going to allow that to happen.
Well,
what if I make a mistake? You know, hey, everybody makes mistakes.
Sure.
We're just going to go forward, and I'm not going to fret over it. Because the enemy will tell you, well, people aren't going to have confidence in you. This is going to happen. That's going to happen.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, if you get over in a spirit of fear, nobody will have confidence in you.
Yeah.
And that's really why Paul was trying, as you said, urgently get Timothy to wake up. Hey, God has not given you
that's
a spirit of fear. And then he preached to him, you've got power.
Yeah.
You've got a sound mind. You can handle this. You can do this. You can walk in love and still get it done.
That's right. That's
so
right.
There's a lot there. Well, look, we're going to do this again. We're going to pick this up because I want to talk about two things. But number one is the fact that there is an answer to fear for leadership.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll understand what Paul's trying to get across here to Timothy. So if you'll stay with us in our next podcast, we're going to address this, and I believe you're going to be blessed. So thanks for listening today, and look forward to our next time together.
Have a great day.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.